What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing today?
I mean, I'm doing all right. You know, final season is among us, sadly. You know, it's starting to get to that point of the semester where, you know, it's a bit rough, but...
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, still got to make time for the podcast and you know, the football and stuff. There's still a lot to talk about, so...
Oh, yeah, we got a pretty action-packed episode, and before we begin, I actually want to... I saw this thing on a podcast, and I thought, that's such a genius idea. I'm totally... It's from the Will and Rusty's Playdate. Is what it's called.
Interesting.
Basically, what we're going to do, so this is episode 62, and we can decide how to do the numbering, but for episode 62, we have to try and name, we each get one guess, you have to try and name an NFL player who is either 62 years old, so like a retired NFL player, or you have to name a player with the number 62.
Wow. I mean... Did you, like, look into that? I
don't know. I haven't done any research, but I have a guess. I haven't thought about, like, if this just came off the top of my head.
62 isn't, like, a common number.
So it's going to be a lineman. I have my guess.
I was thinking of some. I think it might be better for me to do age 62.
I'll say my guess. Mine is, I'm pretty sure Jason Kelce wore 62. I'm almost positive.
I was thinking of just a retired player.
Jason Kelce wore 62. So,
bro, you definitely.
I mean, I swear to God, I just thought of that right now.
Oh well.
I didn't even know what episode number we were on.
Well, good job.
Okay, so what do you want to go with? And we can like do this for every single episode. It's just like it's something fun.
Well, who's like a retired player that's like kind of like what age are people?
It's like Tom Brady.
How old is Tom
45.
Brady? Okay.
I'll even look that up to give it to you.
How about, I'm thinking like quarterback, how about...
Tom Brady's 47.
How about Dan Marino?
That's actually who I was thinking as well.
I'm thinking of like I that.
Think, oh, he's 63.
When was his birthday?
We made September 15th.
That's 2 months off, pretty close.
All right, but now you can't use that in the next episode.
Dang, all right. That's a cool
I just figured
idea.
It's a fun little way to start. And then for the rest of this episode, we figured we'd start by actually like giving you guys what we're going to be doing. We got news, as always, guess the player, as always. For a fun little game, we're going to be doing, in honor of finals week, we're going to be doing guess the college GPA.
Oh,
of
that's
the quarterback.
That's creative. I like that.
Yes. And then, of course, we're ending off with some predictions, so... Let's head right into some news.
All right, guys, let's get right into some news, some injury updates more specifically, and honestly, not really too much to report as far as things changing. Just taking a look, we can start with some running backs, which the three of the ones I have mentioned here are actually on my fantasy team.
Ooh.
Which we can talk about my fantasy performance as well, because it was a pretty interesting scenario, but... I can't say me and Aiden are both in our fantasy playoffs.
Yes, and Vinny, I mean, I don't know how this happened. The only way Vinny would make the playoffs was if he won and another guy lost. But at the time, the other guy was pretty much guaranteed to win. So the only other way for Vinny to make playoffs and the other guy win is to win by 37 or something points.
Yeah, and I ended up winning by... Maybe
over 40.
Over 40 points. It was pretty crazy week. A lot of players did well. I had a lot of big booms.
Oh, yeah.
That helped me. And he had a player last minute get hurt, which, Ladd McConkey, who I was about to just say. But, yeah, kind of was a game-time decision for him. He probably should have played it safe. And he had Deebo Samuel on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe Deebo Samuel wouldn't have been enough points for him. He was like 5.5 points.
I think it would have been enough then, because I think he only needed 5.1.
Yeah, the game time decision is just too risky this stage.
It's
pretty
crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy week. But injury-wise, Gruendo, the running back for the 49ers, who did well for me, went down later in the game with an injury. He hasn't been practicing yet.
Ooh.
Which, you know, kind of classic for the 49ers running backs. They always just kind of overload
them.
That's
their third They're on to their fourth straight right now.
So Israel Abanikanda may be
Dude, I hope so.
Maybe finally getting some reps
in. Give the kid a chance. He deserves it.
Yeah, but him and then Bucky Irving got injured, I believe, first quarter with the back injury. He's been, I think working through it as well this week. And also Breece Hall ended up not playing, who I do have, so I had to bench him and pick up Gruendo. So he did save me on that one. And then another running back, Kenneth Walker, who my opponent had, he missed the game and is getting some knee tests. I'm not exactly sure the severity of what
Charbonnet.
It may be.
Charbonnet. Yeah, Charbonnet more than enough.
Yeah, he went off. But that's for the running back-wise. Talking about some receivers, like I said, McConkey was out for the game. Pickens is doubtful. He missed the last game as well, I believe.
Yeah, he did.
But Steelers didn't really need him. We turned up. But, yeah, so he is doubtful going in, which is unfortunate because he's been playing really well. Mm-hmm. And then Josh Downs, who's been out, had a bye week, also looking to be out again this week.
Yikes.
And then lastly, only really quarterback injury seems to be Justin Herbert with the leg contusion, but does seem minor.
Should be
ready to go. And that's pretty much all the new stuff.
All right.
I don't think there's any... Is there any real, no more, like, firings, anything
else? Not that I can remember, no.
Yeah, now at this point in the season, there's no more trades, no more.
Yeah, it's definitely getting to that point, but that means it's getting exciting. Playoff implications.
Yeah, playoffs coming
soon. Teams have already clinched playoffs, I think. I think Bills already clinched their division. Chiefs have clinched playoffs, and Lions have clinched playoffs.
Wow. I mean, a lot of teams. Yeah, a lot.
Oh, no, and Eagles. So, four teams have already clinched playoffs.
And Steelers are close.
Yeah.
Packers probably close.
Yeah, I think Packers can clinch this week.
They lost.
Very unlikely. If they win the next 2 weeks, I think they clinch. Steelers, I think if they win one or two more games, they clinch. I don't know, though. It's the Steelers winning the division by two. It's
I know.
Crazy.
Everyone clowned us.
It's crazy.
But yeah, definitely. We can kind of, get into guess the player, talk about some more of these, some more of these games and playoff implications.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get into the guess the player segment here. And like we mentioned, there's a lot of like really good stat lines.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of.
There were so many players that just went off this week in fantasy. A lot of them against me in my game last week.
Yeah, you did. Unfortunate. But, yeah, there's a lot of players to choose from here. I didn't want to make it too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe I picked some good ones. And we'll see how you do.
All right.
First one we'll start with. We will do, okay, this receiver had 7 receptions for 132 as well as 2 touchdowns.
2 receiving touchdowns?
Yes.
All right. That's off the rip. It's got to be Ja'Marr Chase. I'll try and think of other people who it could be. And, like, honestly, maybe Puka, but Puka got a rushing touchdown. But it could be Juwan Jennings. He got 2.
There's a lot to choose from here.
Oh, gosh. So it's between those two. Who do I think you would have went with more, Ja'Marr or Juwan? I'm going to just go with Ja'Marr Chase.
That is close, but is incorrect. He did much better than this.
Is it Juwan Jennings?
No.
Oh, really?
Someone that you wouldn't be expecting him, but for this week.
Who else got 2 receiving touchdowns?
His name is Justin Jefferson.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense. Because I guess, Sam Darnold threw 5 touchdowns. Because I knew Jordan Addison got
3. Yeah. He also, on my fantasy team, was a big part of my win.
Wow.
But yeah. So people kind of forgot.
What a game from
Justin
the Vikings.
Jefferson. Yeah. I mean,
good Lord.
They doubled their points.
Yeah.
Which I believe we all both went with Vikings here.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons just have slowed down immensely.
And Kirk Cousins, in his revenge game against the Vikings, 2 picks, nothing to show for it. Sam Darnold, though, 347 yards, 5 touchdowns, And not only that, but Aaron Jones got a rushing touchdown. Jordan Addison got 133 yards and three touchdowns. 132 from Justin Jefferson with two touchdowns. Only five guys caught the ball in total on this team.
Yeah, this whole division just is looking scary.
Yeah, because, dude, it's so annoying. Every week I'm like, the Vikings have to lose, but they keep winning.
Who do they have this week?
Bears, I believe, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know about this week, but yeah, for the Falcons, now move to 6-7, and I mean, it's hard to say what
I mean, what they're wrong. Only one game off from being ahead in the division, which is crazy. Buccaneers at 7-6, but yeah, they're on a 4-game losing streak, it looks like.
Yeah, and I mean, Darnell Mooney with a 6 receptions, 142. Drake London, third leading receiver on the team.
Yeah.
With 5 catches for 70 yards. But yeah, I mean, turnovers. I didn't see the interceptions. I don't know, like, how bad of throws they were or whatnot. But mm-hmm. You can't really win without any passing touchdowns.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. It is unfortunate because, I mean, the Falcons, I thought, looked really good, but yeah, four losses in a row. Yeah, you don't know what you expect to happen after something like that. So,
yeah, overall, pretty. I mean, from the Vikings at least, crazy game.
Oh yeah,
especially the receivers. I guess Jordan Addison had one more yard than
Jefferson. With one more catch and one more touchdown, so he had one more of everything.
Yeah, so pretty crazy stats there. That one, I knew that one would trip you up.
All right,
I think the other ones are probably easier. Some of them may be obvious. Let's see. Okay, this one we can talk about. We have a running back.
Okay.
15 rushes for 78 yards, as well as 2 touchdowns, and then 2 catches for 50 yards.
Ooh. All right.
So all around great performance.
Yeah, that's a big running back performance. 2 touchdowns on the ground. Well, I know your boy Gruendo got two rushing touchdowns.
He could have had 3.
Yeah, so that's my first thought. Then, I mean, honestly, I can't really think of anyone else that maybe Rashad White got 2 rushing touchdowns.
There was a lot of good running backs.
Yeah. Man, this is tough, but I think I'm just going to go with my gut instinct and go with Gruendo here.
That is correct.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, didn't want to overthink that one. But, yeah, I mean, he saved my fantasy week with
Juwan
Jennings. But, yeah, 49ers just kind of, dominate the Bears.
It wasn't even a contest at any point in this game.
I mean, yeah, shut them out in the first half.
I think first half stats... Bears had 3 yards, and 49ers had 300 yards.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. I don't know how that happened.
And then of course, people are going to be like, oh, but Caleb Williams had 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Yeah, all in garbage time. Like,
yeah, that, the game was long gone. I mean, Caleb, it looks someone, I don't know if this is they put their backup in towards the end, or who has the one other pass on their team.
Tyson Bagnett or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their backup.
Okay, yeah, but, I mean, this game was not close at all. This looks like the 49ers that we kind of are used to seeing. They have a losing record right now, but
yeah,
it still kind of shows that
they got a huge game this week against the Thursday Night Football Night Football against the Rams. And the Rams look...
Yeah, good. The Rams.
They look good.
Yeah, the Rams and Rams really hurt my fantasy team by, I had the Bills defense.
Yeah.
Put up -4 points.
I mean, I don't know what you were expecting.
I mean, I there was no other good options.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I got Cardinals defense for this week off the waivers playing the Patriots, so.
Patriots offense isn't terrible.
Yeah, but they're like ranked 28 against defenses in fantasy. But, yeah, I mean, this 49ers, like we said, looks like the old them. Brock Purdy played his role over 300 yards, only 5 incompletions. Kittle leading with 151 yards.
Off only six catches, which is
crazy. But Juwan, seven catches, 92 tutties. And then Gruendo had, looks like a big catch.
Yeah.
Debo, not doing much. I mean,
yeah, really.
He's been on and off injuries all year. Like illnesses.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know.
They still don't have Ayuk. Yeah. Or McCaffrey. Or Moody.
Or Nick Bosa.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, I don't know what their, like, playoff chances are.
They're probably not terrible.
I mean, 6-7, they can win.
The Rams, they are currently third in the division. Fourth in the division.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, that.
Because Seahawks being 8-5 is tough.
That's surprising to me.
They're going to be 8-6 after this week. So then, yeah, I mean, there's a chance.
Like, those teams can all be good. Cardinals can play well pretty
Yeah,
often.
Any one of those teams, I think, could win a game in the
49ers,
playoffs.
Like, on paper, are normally the best.
Oh, yeah,
especially,
for sure.
I mean, McCaffrey and I don't know what their IR is like. They've been on IR, but I don't know if it's like a season-ending IR or they could actually come back if they did make the playoffs.
I think, well, so McCaffrey's season-ending. Ayuk is season-ending. Yeah. I don't know about Nick Bosa.
Moody, I don't think, is season or, like, as serious. They just like to get injured.
They do.
I think it's, really I don't know do. If it's their turf. I don't know if it's just their play is always.
I don't know. It's
but,
weird.
Yeah.
Although the 49ers, looking at their upcoming schedule, Rams, Dolphins, Lions, Cardinals.
Oh,
I would say they're not.
I'd place a parlay on no.
Yeah.
If we're doing that. But yeah, pretty interesting game worth mentioning.
For sure.
We got two more here. We'll do this one. Okay, we have this player, 12 catches, 162 yards and a touchdown, as well as 16 yards and a rushing touchdown.
Oh, yeah, it's Puka Nacua.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get that one because he did torch you.
Yeah, just 12 catches is ridiculous. And the Rams just pretty much outlast the Bills. Even though the Bills scored 21 in the fourth. But
Josh Allen had over 50 fantasy points.
Yeah, he had three rushing touchdowns, 82 yards, three passing touchdowns, and 342 passing yards.
I mean, yeah, that's just insane. Khalil Shakir, leading receiver, over 100. Amari Cooper had 95. But, yeah, the Rams just, like you said, outlasted them. Puka Nacua, I mean, he had that one. That catch on the sidelines he had.
Toe tap.
That, like, toe tap. I don't know how he, like, got his body to stay in bounds there.
Yeah, it's going up against him is so frustrating because Stafford force feeds him the ball so much.
I mean, that was Cooper Kupp last year.
Against
him, he'd just be putting up 30, at least 30 a game.
Yeah.
But, I mean Cooper Kupp has still did well for you. Like, I wouldn't be complaining.
Oh, I'm not. He scored 20 points, I think, this game. So I'm very happy.
But yeah, Puka over doubling his receptions.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Puka just, he's good. I mean, he's a good player. I don't know how he slipped to, like, the third or fourth round or whenever they got him. Maybe even sixth round. But, yeah, the Rams are looking pretty scary.
The defense, I mean, the offense.
Yeah, their defense,
I don't think,
looks terrible.
Playing well other than outside of this game.
Yeah. So definitely something to keep an eye on, especially 49ers this week.
But yeah, Bills, you said, already clinched their division, so nothing. I don't know. I mean, I guess they can still.
They still get the first round bye, but
they're only, I guess, two games off of the Chiefs, and they beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, so they have the tiebreaker. So, but that means the Chiefs have to lose, so.
Well, I don't know. They're probably working some magic.
Hey, Steelers. Steelers can
Steelers? Punch. Oh, yeah. I hope.
Hey, Steelers have the same record as the Bills right now.
That's man. I mean, it just seems, like, fraudulent. But, like.
But they don't.
It's not,
Their offense is actually kind of good.
It's just, like, my thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, biased from normally. But, yeah, I mean, Steelers. All right, we'll talk about them. But let's get the last one out of the way and then just talk about some other games we can think about. This player, we had 14 rushes for 58 yards, as well as 6 catches, 65 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, okay. So a big receiving back. Honestly, not the most insane game
You gotta just think.
So they have a receiving touchdown?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. So receiving touchdown, you gotta think of more receiving backs. I'm not sure how much rushing Tyrone Tracy had. I know he had a touchdown, but I don't think it would be him. I think outside the box.
I don't know why I said that.
My first thought, I'll just go with Achan. I feel like
Achan, not a bad guess, that is incorrect. But it is a player that you played against, Chase Brown.
I was thinking of him, but I thought he got way more rushing yards. I was so close to saying him.
I mean, I thought so too. He had a lot of fantasy points.
Yeah.
I mean,
6 catches, 65 yards. Once again,
that'll do it, yeah.
The two guys I go up against Puka Nacua, who got 12 catches, Ja'Marr Chase, 14 catches, Chase Brown, 6 catches. It's like, can I catch a break?
The player you're playing shouldn't even have him, except there was a suspicious trade in our league. That's why he has, like, three first-round picks on his team. But, yeah, I mean, Bengals inch it out. I was on the edge of my seat this game, obviously, because my the person I was playing against had Dowdle and CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed – I forget how much he was down, like, going into the game he needed. But he ended up, barely not getting – I ended up beating him by over 37
and
by 5.
I think the blocked punt is what saved
him. Because there didn't end up being, like, an overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid they were just going to do some sort of Hail Mary on the last play and get it.
Or, but, like, check down to him and he gets, like, a bunch of
yards. I think he needed...
over 5 points.
3 catches for 20 yards. Like, he needed, 5 points. CeeDee Lamb, which is very doable. But, yeah, I was on the edge of my seat. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, like you said, just going crazy. Almost 200 yards, 14 catches, basically almost tripling Chase Brown.
Yeah.
No other receiver did anything. T. Higgins, pretty much silent.
Yeah, of course. Guess who plays the bet on him? Everything else would have hit perfectly.
Just place one on Ja'Marr Chase this week. Yeah, and we'll see if we can prove it.
Yeah, but he's got a first round bye, so it doesn't matter.
True. Maybe who am I playing as far as players? I don't know who Trevor's receiver is.
Yeah, maybe I'll just bet on all the passing players.
Dude, I don't know if you wanna mention, speaking of our fantasy league, the little drama that ensued regarding
Yeah, I did. After I saw Ladd McConkey got hurt for the guy against Vinny, I picked up Juju because...
Well, I picked up Josh Palmer first because I was obviously playing him. I didn't want the person I'm playing to pick up Josh Palmer, which he would have gotten enough fantasy points.
And then I was like, well, I would rather versus Vinny in the playoffs than this guy. So I picked up Juju, and then Juju would have been like a .02 perfect amount to win,
but I don't. But realistically, we're saying he didn't actually try to pick up anyone.
Yeah,
and he probably would have picked up someone projected higher, which was
he could have picked up
who got zero, which I actually picked up Tolbert.
He could have picked up Io Zivas or whatever from the Bengals.
But I don't know if he was projected higher than Juju.
I don't know.
But yeah, he got like 8. So yeah, Aiden was kind of there was a little bit of back and forth in the group chat about that. It was pretty funny, I will say. But, yeah, I mean, Bengals 5-8, but they just don't seem like a 5-8 team.
I don't think they can make the playoffs. I'm sorry. I don't see it happening, especially the rest of their schedule. I mean, Titans-Browns should be both easy wins, and then Broncos-Steelers. And then maybe if Steelers have already clinched by then, they might rest some players.
There just seems like a lot of good teams that just might not make the playoffs.
But, like, only 4 games left, 9-8. I don't think, at least in the AFC, you're not making the playoffs at 9-8. There's already 1, to three teams that aren't leading the division with 8 wins already.
Yeah, Chargers, Broncos, which is Raiders down there at 2-11 surprises me.
Yeah, Dolphins are above them.
Dang, Raiders.
Raiders are
terrible. I mean, yeah, Dolphins have a win
Colts
over them.
Colts are above them. I don't think the Bengals can make the playoffs.
Which is crazy because they're still a very threatening team.
I know. They can send a lot of teams out of the playoffs, but not in.
Yeah, like 49ers probably not making the playoffs is crazy. I mean, NFC's got a lot. Packers maybe not.
No, they're making playoffs.
Yeah, that division is crazy. But, yeah, I mean, that was the last one we had to talk about. I mean, there's obviously a few other games worth mentioning. I mean, the Thursday night game, Packers and Lions, Aiden was very upset. You know, a lot of questionable calls. There's a lot of questionable calls.
Yeah.
I have been seeing.
I mean, like, I'm just happy because it made me know that, like,
you can beat them.
We're a good team. Going up against the Lions in Ford Field and playing like this, and the only reason, I don't want to say the only reason we lost, but one of the big reasons we lost was because of a couple bad calls. I feel good.
Yeah.
About.
I think
that.
Yeah, they play again. They could. Yeah. The Packers may easily win that. Steelers looked pretty dominant in the win over the Browns. You know, got the rematch.
It's crazy. When's the last time you've seen the Steelers drop over 20 points?
Like every week?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, besides the Ravens and Browns, it's pretty much been every single week over 20 points. And I feel like I haven't seen that from a Steelers team in years.
Yeah, I mean, and without Pickens, I mean, the ball, I mean, you look at people, Freiermuth led with 48 yards, then you have Scott Miller, Mike Williams, Warren, Van Jefferson had one catch, one touchdown, Calvin Austin.
I mean, how did they put up so many points with only 158 passing yards?
I guess running game was pretty good. I think we had
two picks at least, and then I don't know about fumbles.
I think they had. I might be thinking of the game 2 weeks ago, but yeah, defense has just been stepping up. I mean, I knew we could win.
Mm-hmm.
After that one 2 weeks ago in the snow was kind of a
sus. I think it was a bit of a fluke game for the Steelers.
Oh, we did have two. Oh no, I didn't say fumbles here. But, yeah, I think that was a fluke. I agree. It's good to see Russ leading the charge.
Yeah,
for us.
He's looking good. And then some of the other games, Dolphins beat the Jets in overtime.
I did predict that. Yeah, I did say Dolphins.
I think we both said Dolphins.
No, you said Jets.
Oh.
Maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
Wait,
with
let's
Phil.
See.
You usually always
no,
say
we
Jets.
Both said, we both said Dolphins. The only games we disagreed on were Saints-Giants, which I got right. With Saints and then Chargers, Chiefs.
Okay.
So why do I bet against the Chiefs?
That was an interesting take. Giants lose by missing a field goal. Pretty
which
typical.
Is good for them, low key.
Yeah, if they want a better pick.
Yeah.
Eagles win against the Panthers. However, not.
Panthers have looked
good.
Yeah,
not a promising win. Only one score.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Chiefs. Win by 2 over the Chargers on a doinked field goal.
Yes.
Of them making. And that's not I don't know who their kicker is. It's not Harrison Butker.
It's, yeah.
That's hurt. He's hurt. But, yeah, they're always, like, the Chiefs. If you just, like, the Chiefs being 12-1, if you just, like, look at every win of them.
But they're,
there's
it's
always
the
something.
Chiefs. They're going to win.
It's, like, it's either blocked field goal, made field goal. There's some sort of magic going on.
I know. People were saying if the Steelers Chiefs game was to decide a losing record for the Steelers, like which black magic is stronger, Mike Tomlin's non-losing record?
Definitely Mike Tomlin's. But luckily the Steelers don't have
Mike
that
Tomlin's
problem.
Losing record, black magic, might be the most insane. He took Mitch Trubisky or Duck Hodges and like Mason Rudolph
that.
And he brought them and won like 6th straight. It's insane.
Yeah, dude, you gotta love them.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, that's pretty much all the main games. So I say we hop into some guess the GPA.
Let's try it out.
All right. For guess the GPA, I wanted to do a bit of a theme GPA. So the smartest guy on the field is usually the quarterback. And so I'm assuming most of these guys will have some pretty, you know, should have good GPAs. So I'm going to ask you 10 players. And I think if you can get it within 0.1, I'll give you a point.
Goal pretty will be, tight.
Goal will be 6.
Do you have, like, their majors on here?
Only the first one. Okay. Most of them I'm assuming is pretty easy. But first up, Lamar Jackson. So you got to assume they probably are taking an easier. For his, it is communications. This was the only one I was able to find.
Okay. And how long did he stay? Like, I'm trying to think. How long did he stay in college?
I think it was at least 2 years.
I don't think it was long. I don't think he stayed very long.
Yeah, I don't think it was either.
I mean, like, I don't know what, like, their, like, rules are. I don't really know what to get basis off of. I don't really know what their, like...
He was in there for 2 years.
Okay, I don't really know, like, what their academic rules are for, like, the team.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know what his course
is. I could give you a hint. Actually, I will give you a hint. They're all above 3.0. Every single player is above 3.0.
Okay. I was assuming... I was thinking some maybe lower, but... Lamar, I mean, he's a very athletic guy. He probably did a lot of lifting.
Mm-hmm.
Less school. He was always like a top prospect. So I'm going to go with 3.2.
No, it is 3.5.
That's good.
So pretty good
yeah.
GPA. Next up, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. He seems... Well, he played baseball too, didn't he?
He did.
In college?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
See, like, that's like a double sport. That's like a double sport. So I'm like, okay, he probably didn't have as much time for school.
Maybe he didn't. Let me check.
I think
that.
He did.
I thought he did too.
Maybe just like club.
Yeah.
Maybe not like D1. But I think he's a smart guy.
No, he played at Texas Tech. Yeah.
Oh, he seems like a smart guy. But two sports is hard to juggle. I mean, I could imagine. So my guess, however, I think he's pretty smart. My guess will be 3.7.
I cannot give it to you.
What?
So, I mean, not really that close. 3.91.
Damn, yeah, I knew.
He's a smart guy.
He was smart. That's like just try hard, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what his major was.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, this was so long ago. Because he's old.
I know.
And I would just see
they're
him
actually
as
making
an
a new Aaron Rodgers documentary about his ayahuasca trips, which I'm very excited about. It's about
like a Netflix original or like.
Yeah, it's about him recovering from his Achilles
with ayahuasca.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
But I mean, he might have been doing drugs in college.
Maybe.
I feel like all these guys can't be super high. I think it's going to be surprisingly low. I'm going to say 3.2.
No, it is 3.6.
Dang, so not 3.2 is like not even low. Like
yeah, I know 3.2 is, but like you got to assume most
more
of these
A's
guys.
And B's.
All right, so next up, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. I wonder, like, I don't know what these guys' majors are.
Yeah, I mean, I can try and look them up.
It was probably communications or business.
General science.
So what is that? Like, health science? I mean, science is pretty hard. I mean, Aiden's taken biology 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And he wasn't his favorite course.
Yeah, we can say that.
I think
it's
going to be hard. Okay, I'm saying just because he's not, you know, okay, keep going low. I don't want to go too low this time. 3.4.
He is a 4.01.
Wait.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I thought you couldn't get over.
But his...
Oh, my gosh.
He was referred to as the academic Heisman.
I did not hear about that. Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, he was the academic All-American of the Year in 2018 and 19.
That's an actual award?
Yeah, apparently. So
these are hard. These guys are smart.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to start going higher.
All right. Next up, Tua Tagovailoa, who studied communication studies.
Okay. Well, see, actually, I should have thought, because if you study science, you probably care about it more
yeah.
than, like, communication. If you study communication, you're like, if you're playing football, like,
but then it's tough because communications is also
easier than science. Okay, you know what? I've been going too low. I think he, but you've done a lot of smart ones in a row. I'm gonna. I think this one's not. I don't want to. You know what? I don't really. I just don't know. Do you know what college you went to?
Alabama.
Okay, pretty good school. Pretty good school, but I take their football very seriously.
True.
Probably have people had to help him with his classes if he needed it. I'll say 3.7.
Yeah, 3.74. So I'll give it to you.
Oh, wow.
And apparently he got his master's as well, and he got a 4.0 during graduate school, is what I found out. So, all right.
When did he do that? I mean,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Maybe in the off season.
He's grinding.
Yeah. All right.
Respect.
Next up, Kirk Cousins, who majored in kinesiology. Yeah, kinesiology.
That's my major, basically.
Oh, well.
Okay. I mean, it's got some hard classes in there.
Or dumber than you?
Probably, well, smarter in football terms. I don't think he – what college did he go to?
Michigan State.
Okay, I mean, I think they're football pretty seriously. However, you know, like I said, it's probably harder, some harder class in there. But I think that means he was also more interested in it, more passionate. I'm going to go with, we'll say 3.6.
I'll give it to you, 3.68.
Okay.
Good guess.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Kirk.
Next up, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, okay. I remember just seeing something about this.
And it's looking like his major is, doesn't say, but he went to Wyoming.
I feel like I just saw something about him being, like, low-key smart. But, like, he also doesn't, I mean, not going to say he doesn't seem smart, but.
Oh, social sciences is what I'm seeing.
Social sciences. So what even is it?
I have no idea.
Maybe, like, psychology?
Something like that.
Okay. I don't know, I think I remember seeing something about him being pretty smart. I'm going to go with Wyoming. I'm going to go with 3.9.
All right, I guess I'll give it to you. It's 3.8. So that is one off.
I knew he was up there in smartness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely a pretty good guy.
I'm surprised there's nobody. I mean, is there ones that are under 3 or just the people you picked?
All the guys I picked are above 3, but also I mean, I'm pretty sure most football programs you have to get above 3.
I would assume 2.5 to 3.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair.
All right. Next up, we got CJ Stroud,
okay,
who majored in family sciences and human development. Whatever that is.
Okay. I think that's an education. That's a pretty interesting major. So he probably cared about it. He's probably passionate. He seems like he's a very genuine guy. He's a very passionate guy. He seems pretty smart. Where do you go to school?
Ohio State.
Right. They take the football pretty seriously there. But I think he cared about his studies a lot. I will say 3.75.
He was a 3.0.
Dang.
Surprising. I chose him because I do remember a lot of people were, you know, I think the reason that Bryce Young did go before him was because people were saying that he is dumb. And, like, they were like, maybe he won't know how to, like, read a...
I mean, that's pretty... saying a 3.0 is dumb is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I think also, like, he gets a lot of help, so...
I mean, I don't know how much they, like, help the football players or give them leeway there.
All right, next up. So, yeah, not bad. Next up, your boy Anthony Richardson, who I cannot find what he majored in. But
where did he go?
Where did Anthony Richardson go?
I forget.
I usually can know these off the top. Oh, yeah, Florida. I feel like I should have known that.
I mean, I can't really... There's not much to go off of here. I don't... He just kind of seems like a meme nowadays to me. Since he was dropped from my fantasy team.
Oh, wait. He studied in the Academy of Fire and Emergency Medical Services.
To like EMS. I didn't know that was a major.
I didn't know either. I guess it is in Florida.
That's pretty cool.
He planned to become a firefighter if football didn't work out.
That's cool. I mean, with that, I don't know. I'm going to say 3.2.
Close. It is another 3.0.
Okay, so, that's like a half point. That's pretty close. It was in the
all right,
bottom
and
half.
Last up, Brock Purdy.
Okay, and this one, what was his major?
Communication studies, of course, and he went to Iowa State.
That's pretty, I mean, when you think about it, was he, because he was, you know, Mr. Irrelevant. Like, I always got to mention that. So, like, he probably had to, like, say there's a good chance he's not getting drafted.
Yeah,
so, like, I would think he had like other plans kind of set up. With I don't know True. What he was thinking with his degree communications, but with that, I think he's probably was up there and trying harder for school because he wasn't just like a first round pick.
True.
So with that, I'm gonna hit him with a 3. We haven't had any mid ones yet, but I'm gonna say 3.7.
Yeah, 3.66, pretty close.
Okay, see, I like the thought process. I got the thought
process.
Yeah,
I think after
it.
A few of them, you started to get into the right mindset. I'm sure there was players with
look
terrible
up worst,
GPAs.
Look up worst QB GPA.
All right.
Worst. Like, I guess they probably, if they have to have a 3.0 to be on the team, then.
Yeah, I mean, there's TikTok videos.
Who knows? Yeah, it's probably clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who knows?
Been on our finals week. That's a nice, an interesting segment.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like thought of it whenever, right after I told you I didn't have a segment for this week. I thought of that. So
creative. I like it.
All right. So now let's just go right into our predictions. All right. So let's get into our predictions for this week. And we got a very big slate of games. This is the start of no more bye weeks. So there's going to be 16 games every single week. I need to come back. Me and Vinny both go 10-3 last week. I'm still down 14.
You just got to start making some.
You could pretty much take a week off, and I'd still be.
Maybe I'll do that the last week.
I'll still be behind.
Maybe I'll do that the last week.
All right, starting off, big game. Rams at 49ers.
I mean, I think I know who you're going to say, but I'm going to say 49ers because they are home.
I was about to say 49ers.
I thought you were going to say the Rams.
Was tempted to say Rams, but you know what?
No,
I need to disagree. I'm going to go Rams.
I mean, they have a very good chance. I just think they're probably undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders at Saints, I mean.
Got to be Commanders, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much hope for the Saints. Chiefs at Browns. I mean,
there's no shot the Browns win this. It's gotta be Chiefs.
Yeah, but knowing them, it may be like a close game, and they'll just like block a field goal.
All right, Bengals at Titans, gotta be Bengals.
Yeah, even though they're not a playoff team.
Yeah,
no, they're still very good. I will go Bengals.
Yeah,
as well.
Dolphins at Texans. I'm gonna go Dolphins here. They've been playing pretty good the last few weeks.
Dolphins at Texans.
Texans are a good team.
Did you go?
Dolphins.
I was thinking Dolphins as well, but you know what? I will go Texans to
disagree
with you.
I think it's not a terrible choice.
That's a close one.
Yeah. Ravens at Giants. This should not be a close one.
Yeah.
Gotta be Ravens.
I mean, you just got their defense in fantasy.
Yeah.
So.
I'm expecting big things.
Yeah. I think everyone's rolling with them.
Jets at Jags. I will be going Jets.
Okay.
I know it.
Yeah, I'll go Jets as well. I know they. But Jaguars are just mid.
Yeah, they're terrible. Cowboys at Panthers.
Oh.
This one, I actually almost want to go Panthers. But I'm not going to. I'm going to go Cowboys.
Dude, I was going to go Cowboys too.
But, like, Panthers have played good the past couple weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cowboys as well. But Panthers being home.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much difference that makes.
That's true. Ooh, Bucks at Chargers.
I'm going to go Chargers.
Okay, I will roll with Bucks because I'm always high on them. Hopefully Bucky Irving plays.
Yeah.
But got to be a good one. Colts at Broncos.
Broncos,
I mean,
you
got to go. Yeah, you got to go Broncos here. Especially Broncos are home.
Mm-hmm. Pats at Cardinals. I will be going Cardinals here. I feel like they got more upside.
Me too. I did pick up their defense.
Yeah.
But this one is a good is cause for interesting.
Future Super Bowl, possibly?
Bills at Lions. Could be a Super Bowl favorite.
That would be if the Packers, although like the Lions fans have been really annoying recently. Bro, but
do you know just Drew or you mean like?
No, just like Lions fans in general. But this would be a pretty exciting Super Bowl. Bills at Lions.
That would be. Call me crazy, but the Bills were home, that'd be pretty interesting. But Lions being home.
And like, I'm going to go
Bills,
Lions.
The Bills lost this week.
I'm going Lions because the Bills' defense looked really bad.
I will go Bills then.
All right, Steelers at Eagles.
I'm saying Steelers.
Wow.
I've learned not to root against the Steelers.
I will be going Eagles.
This is the Pennsylvania. Yeah. Eagles are home, though. Their fans are just annoying. The Eagles are probably going to win. You know, I can't doubt the Steelers.
Okay. Packers at Seahawks.
I will go Packers.
I will also go Packers.
I like
here.
Them. Bears at Vikings. Not really much to say about that divisional matchup.
Gotta be Vikings.
And then, is this a Monday nighter? Falcons at Raiders.
Oh, a big barn burner.
I just don't see
it. We actually got two Monday nighters, actually. The Bears Vikings is also a Monday night game.
I mean, yeah, the Raiders, they got to go for the first round pick or the first overall pick. So,
oh, I just typed in Raiders. I will not be going Raiders.
Yeah. Falcons for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all we got for this week. Pretty action packed episode.
And I would agree.
We're getting close to. It's looking like week 16. We got Saturday games coming back.
Yeah, so, and obviously no bye week, so a lot to talk about. Also, a few disagreements in here.
Yeah, and this is actually our last episode in the studio for until after break,
so the
I
new
guess.
Year, yeah. So,
we'll obviously still, we'll try and get recordings as well.
Yeah,
but
quality may take a hit.
Yeah.
So we're sorry about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all we got. We appreciate the support. You know, good luck if you're in school, finishing up with school, with finals,
mm-hmm.
all that. And we will see you guys next week.
All right. Peace.